Brian,
y'all hilarious.
There was a time you played in this and you felt it and knew how significant it was.
Yes.
How significant is Dallas Week? It's Dallas Week, though they play tonight.
I think now that you have different aspiration, it's very significant. Because there were years that we've watched this thing where we weren't going anywhere. We have chances this year. So whether or not the fan base view it like they used to or not, the players in the locker room better start viewing it right. You win this game, you're at 8-4. Okay? You're setting yourself up for opportunity to be going to the playoffs. And this is like you played great in the first half of the season. But you got to close out strong. So it is significant, I think, now because there are different goals that are waiting on the other side.
Yeah, there's something attached to it, right?
Yes, yes.
And everybody that listens to our program or watches the stream or whatever, the odds are you are locked in enough that you're going to watch this Monday night game.
To see what happens.
See what Dallas has got, right?
Yep.
Game starts at 8:15. Probably a 2-TV night. Caps are on at 9. We all know it's Cooper Rush. Dak's done for the year. It sure feels like Dallas is in Splinterville.
Yeah.
Like, just the heat's too much. Jerry's fighting with people about the location of the moon. Like, I just don't know how you hold that together. Mike McCarthy's a lame duck kind of going into the year.
Yeah, he was.
And
but you know what, though? Seeing all that stuff going on, and if you buy into it, it's the quickest way to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, man.
So they need to not worry about what the hell's going on in Dallas. They need to worry about what's happening over there in Ashburn.
Straight
and make sure
poison.
The whatever mojo we had prior to the last 2 weeks, let's get that back.
Yeah.
It's going to be a time where from last game till the next one, 10 days, and I know Dan takes care of them. Make sure that they're going to be able to – people that needed to work, needed the time off, got their time off. Get back healthy, and you got 3 games in 30 days. Handle business.
3 games in 30 days.
Handle business.
There's also, like, when they got to 7-2, there were a lot of talk about that was their best record since the 96 season.
Mm-hmm.
And what wasn't really mentioned back then was that season finished at 9-7. They fell apart in the back half. And nobody's expecting that. But you got to go win this one just to remind everybody, we're good.
Yeah,
you'd like to see your offense get back to the high level of efficiency and functionality it previously had.
Yep.
You'd like to get your run game back going. I think you'd like to get Jaden going on the ground again. And B, I wonder.
But see, just think about what you're saying right now. We went through a period of don't run. He needs to run.
I think the offense is better.
Yes.
We talked about this. I think this break is going to be really good for Jaden. I think it's going to be really good for that offensive line. And I think those two groups, the quarterback and then the O-line, one, have to work in sync together so much.
Mm-hmm.
But two, I think Jaden was pretty beat up, man. And he's not going to admit it. DQ doesn't want to admit it. But the rib stuff doesn't go away. You just need rest. This is going to be the first batch of rest he actually gets. And then 3 games over 30 days. The next two teams you got, combined record of 5-13. This is a chop wood situation.
Hell yeah.
Jeff, as the youngest amongst us, how big of a deal is the Cowboys rivalry for you?
I hate the Cowboys with a passion.
Okay.
I've always hated them. I will always hate them. It don't matter if we are ever 15-0, and the Cowboys are 0-15. Those two games, we have to win. Yo, we could go to the Super Bowl that year. Those two games in Dallas, we have to win. Because the thing is, it's their fans. I thought other fans were annoying. Dallas fans are the most annoying fans. And when we beat them, I love it. It just shuts them up.
I do have to tell you the truth about something, though. The year was 1991. The Redskins were 11-0. Their first loss came to the Cowboys, and they won the Super Bowl. I didn't lose a drip of sleep over losing to the Cowboys. Like, you want to win them all. You always want to beat their ass. But just to your point about, man, if they win the Super Bowl, I still care more about the Cowboys. You don't.
It's different for you, JP, because you were actually watching good Commanders teams.
We've watched the same amount of Commanders teams.
My bad. Washington teams. Let's stay for real, JP. But, dude, I got trolled my entire life from Cowboys fans, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles fans, they're just as bad, but they're a little more chill. Giants fans, but
Eagles fans are more chill.
The ones I know.
I think there's a higher volume of Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
There's more of them, but
yeah.
Eagles fans are not chill.
But I can remember.
I'm talking about
to Washington fans. Like, we used to have that thing over Philly. We'd be like, oh.
No, Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it kept them at bay.
I'm old enough that when I was in college and the whole world was from New York and New Jersey, the Skins had more Super Bowls than the Giants. That's how old I am.
I got here in 1990, and I would hear people tell me, I don't care what y'all do, but y'all can win, lose all the game, but you got to beat Dallas twice. My exact word was, you got to be stupid. I don't want to go 2-14. I'd rather go 14-2. And yes, I want to beat them, but I don't understand that mindset of like, we got to beat them. We can do anything else. No. We want to beat them. We want to win the rest of them too.
But see, y'all got to understand, when we talking about it, it's like from a fan perspective. Like, you know, we can't get out there and actually play the game. Of course we like the
I know you
picture.
Can't get out and play it, but I'm saying.
Of course we
don't
know
even
it's a bigger.
Say nothing like that to a player. Like, that sounds
but
weird.
B, that's fine because y'all are actually playing the game. Like, when y'all go play each other and y'all compete, it's a different world for a fan. When we're challenging against other fans, it's what our team did to y'all's. Like, for instance,
that's what I'm saying, Jeff. I'm talking about when people were telling me.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought you were saying like.
No. They were, oh, man, we don't care what y'all do, as long as y'all beat Dallas twice. I'm like, look, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to beat them twice and try to beat every damn body else too. But I don't buy the notion of, oh, you hate that. I hate all of them.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we definitely hate Dallas, though. Bleep Dallas right now. We starting the week off early.
Yeah, bleep
them on a Monday.